Thank you, Madam Moderator, and also to the panellists for their critical insights into this very important issue. We're also very pleased to hear from so many local voices on the panel, and in particular the importance of the role of local actors in disaggregating needs. Again, also wanted to highlight how critical it is in terms of a disability, and we very much appreciated the comments by Ms. Obol on that. The interlinked localisation and accountability agendas are crucial to meeting our ambitious commitments around fostering a humanitarian system that places affected communities at the heart of everything it does. Accountability to affected populations is more than a set of activities. It has the potential to improve humanitarian outcomes on the ground and reinforces a principled approach to humanitarian aid, empowering local actors to participate in the decisions which affect them. The UK advocates for greater prominence of accountability across the humanitarian sector, for example, through the incorporation of accountability indicators into processes to collect data for humanitarian needs overviews and humanitarian response plans. As donors, and as others have said, we have a responsibility to encourage and grow accountability platforms and mechanisms with our own programming and partnerships. The UK is committed to building on our recent work in Nepal and Bangladesh, where we've supported partners to implement collective feedback mechanisms, including joint community communications and outreach capacity, analysis of feedback and feedback loops. Similarly, in Somalia, we've also pioneered innovative approaches to aligning accountability and joint needs assessments, such as feeding back the results of need assessments to beneficiaries using radio programmes. In the spirit of feedback and collaboration, I'd also like to ask a couple of questions to the panel. First of all, what do you think is the best way for donors to interface with local actors? Given the wide variety and proliferation of local actors and the often limited capacity of donors and the large number of projects we manage, how do we best standardise our engagement without losing the nuance that is the benefit of localisation? Secondly, how can we best ensure a balance of accountability to beneficiaries and local government actors, especially in humanitarian spaces where authority is often hotly contested? And thirdly, can the panel give examples maybe of governments putting in place accountability mechanisms ahead of time, for example, consulting with communities on what they might need if a disaster strikes? We have seen good progress on the efforts to deliver our grand bargain commitments for localisation and to gather beneficiary views and communications with communities, and we have a collective responsibility as donors, local actors and host governments to go further to ensure local actors and communities can meaningfully influence what aid they receive and how. The UK is committed to working with all our partners to implement collective system-wide mechanisms to improve this and to deliver better outcomes ultimately for affected populations. Thanks very much.
I thank the representative of the UK.